WCYB Cybercrime Radio. My name is Zach Hack. This is Cybercrime News. Here's what's happening. ZDNet reports hackers are hijacking the Instagram accounts of companies and influencers with huge followings in a new phishing campaign identified by SecureWorks. The cybersecurity company said it discovered the effort in October, finding hackers taking over prominent accounts and demanding a ransom. A high-stakes Minecraft tournament is believed to be the cause of a series of DDoS attacks that have hit Andorra's only internet provider over the past week, according to the record. The attacks have hit Andorra Telecom and have brought down connectivity for the entire country for hours on end. The attacks have primarily taken place during live events of Squidcraft Games, a Minecraft tournament hosted by Twitch, modeled on the rules of Netflix hit TV series Squid Game. Only if Tesla accepts Grimace Coin, said McDonald's, referencing its purple mascot fashioned after a taste bud. That tweet was in response to Tesla's CEO Elon Musk's tweet, "I will eat a Happy Meal on TV if McDonald's accepts Dogecoin." The tweets spurred the creation of nearly 10 Grimace Coins on the Binance Smart Chain network alone, reports CoinDesk. One Grimace Coin token started trading at less than a tenth of a penny and reached $2 at its peak, a market capitalization of nearly $2 million. From CNN, a cyber incident first detected last week as interrupted some of the Canadian Foreign Ministry's internet-based services, the Canadian government said earlier this week. A spokesperson declined to comment when asked who might be responsible for the hack, citing an ongoing investigation. Wayne didn't know his son's school district had been hacked, its files stolen and computers locked up and held for ransom until last fall when the hackers started emailing him directly with garbled threats, according to an NBC News story. If his son's district, the Allen Independent School District in the Dallas suburbs, didn't pay up, all its files, including information on him and his son, would be released in the dark market, the emails warned. Hackers directly targeting parents is a scary development. That's what's happening. My name is Zach Hack for Cybercrime Radio.